This edition of Nation Talk is being brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together.
Hello, listeners. This is Nick Asher with SEGA. You're tuned into another interview by Nation Talk. Today we have the pleasure of being joined by Kendall Netmaker, founder and CEO of Nietzsche Gear. He's also the newest CCAB National Youth Aboriginal Entrepreneur Award recipient, which of course is sponsored by ESS Support Services, a member of Compass Group Canada. He'll be receiving the award at the CCAB Toronto Gala taking place at the Royal York Hotel. But thank you so much for joining us today, Kendall.
Thanks for having me.
Wonderful. Well, before we get into it, maybe you can tell our listeners a little bit more about yourself and how you came to be the founder of Nietzsche Gear.
Absolutely. So my name is obviously Kendall Netmaker. I'm from Sweetgrass First Nation. I grew up on Sweetgrass, but until I graduated, single-parented by my mom, three younger siblings. And basically, how my business came about was in university, my last semester, I was studying to become a teacher. And I had an idea to create a clothing company that would give back to kids the way I was helped as a kid. So my story is back in grade five. One of my best friends from South Africa, he helped me to play sports. He seen that I wasn't playing after school. Him and his family stepped in and actually offered me rides. They paid for my fee to play soccer and so on. So they gave me my first opportunity to play sports. Fast forward several years down the road, I was able to graduate and go to university. And in my last year at university, that's when the idea came about. So I entered several business planning competitions. As luck would have it, we won some money. So that's how it all started.
That's pretty great, and maybe if you don't mind, for our audience members, because I personally really like the name Nietzsche Gear, how did that come about?
So the word Nietzsche is actually a slang form of friend or my friend in the Cree language. It comes from a word called Nietzschewagen, my friend, my follower, however it's being used in a sentence. So we use that through our branding. So we actually give 5% of our net profits towards helping kids to play sports. It's all because of that one kid who inspired me as a kid, you know, so it's kind of paid forward in a sense.
I was just going to say, truly paying it forward, that's incredible. One thing I want to touch upon then, of course, you know, being an award winner is great, but, you know, there must have been some challenges and, of course, successes that you've encountered along the way as well.
Yeah, we've definitely, you know, a lot of people, they see all the success, but a lot of people don't see what goes on to get to that level. You know, we've had to, one of the biggest challenges is myself, being a solopreneur. It's very challenging to manage your time. I now have two children, so I'm very busy with my family. My fiance keeps us focused on everything as well. And, you know, it's very challenging to make your time, maximize your time effectively. So that's one of my biggest challenges as I try to grow this company. So I think everyone has their own challenges as individuals and as companies as well. So
definitely. Well, of course, it is great to see that you have those successes as well. And, you know, having now been recognized by CCAB, why do you feel you were chosen?
Well, that's a great question. You know, to be honest, I'm not too sure why we were chosen, but I could tell you this. I work my butt off, and ever since I've learned about the entrepreneurial spirit that I've discovered in myself, every day I've been working my butt off. I started out of a one-bedroom apartment. We went through that. We eventually got into a little kiosk in a mall, and eventually, after 3 months after that, we opened up our first retail store, and, you know, the rest is kind of history. Now we're sold across Canada, different shops. We're sold online and so on. So, you know, we've grown from a single idea into something. So a lot of people, when you think of brand names, you think of Nike, Lululemon, Adidas. Those shops have their own stores in retail settings. How many shops do you think that are independent brands actually have their own shop and are successful? I can barely even think of five off the top of my head across Canada. Mm-hmm. So that alone says that we have something special.
Yeah, you're truly an inspiration. Have you just mentioned a lot of entrepreneurs out there are listening right now, getting in tune with, you know, starting their own path. And having heard you have those stepping stones really gives a lot of credence to the path, right? So again, you know, it's great to be recognized, of course. And as you mentioned, the successes are there, but, you know, not done without challenges, right? So obviously having the right entrepreneurial, solopreneur mindset that you touched upon, which I really like that word.
Yeah.
But back to my last couple of points here then, how important do you find it is to be recognized for the incredible work you're doing?
Well, I think the number one thing is it provides great marketing exposure to the masses. You know, this is going to be featured across Canada. So that's an example of why we like to be featured in these kind of things, because it gives us the media exposure that we can't afford, you know, that a lot of companies can pay millions for, but we're able to do it through successes. So it's very we're very grateful for that.
Definitely. Well, you know, of course, with all the successes that you've had already, what can our listeners expect, though, from yourself and Nietzsche Gear in 2015?
What can they expect? Well, I think they can see a lot of different little things changing. We might do some pop-up things, you know, outside of Saskatchewan and everything. And, you know, I can't really say too much, but I would say stay tuned with our social media. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Nichigear. Check us out, and you should be able to see all the updates there.
Perfect. That actually brings me to my last couple points then. Kendall, for those listeners, you know, those ears of perk, they want more information, they want to get their Nichigear. Where should they go to find that information and, you know, to stay in touch and get their products?
Absolutely. So I told you the social media links. Now, the website is just nichigear.com. You know, we usually have everything on there. We're always updating things and everything. So just keep in touch with the social media. That's probably the best live feed that you can get. And if you need to call me, our landline here is 1-866-NG-FEVER.
There you go, listeners. And for those who have the pleasure of catching us on the radio, again, make sure to check out Nichigear. That's NeechiGear.com. So I appreciate that, Kendall. Thank you so much again. Before we let you go, though, you know, any parting thoughts for the audience?
Probably the last thing I could say is just find a great support system with whatever your goal and dreams are, you know, because I think one of my greatest blessings is I have a great backing behind me. You know, I surround myself with positive people, and they influence my thoughts and decisions every day. So it's very powerful how that positive energy can affect you as an individual, because as an entrepreneur, it becomes lonely sometimes, and you need those people who are going to uplift you, those mentors, the family members, and so on. So keep them close.
There you go, listeners. Wise advice from the newest CCAB, National Youth Aboriginal Entrepreneur Award recipient. Again, that's Kendall Netmaker, founder and CEO of Nichigear. Chimiigwech, listeners.
This edition of Nation Talk has been brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together.